Time to have a chat about what's doing around the district with Muswellbrook Shire Council Mayor Martin Rush. Martin, what a weekend. Goodness me. How are you feeling?
A very big weekend. Well, of course, I'd be happy for the by-election to keep going. I think $4.5 million a day for the community, we were doing very well.
So there's only so many promises they can continue to make, mate.
Well, I don't know.
So many babies to kiss.
we certainly dwarf the Wagga by-elections, $130 million of commitments from the government early on, and I think we finished up around the $240 million mark, of which Muswellbrook around $105 million.
Yep.
So not too shabby, I think, of the six or so LGAs in the electorate. We were certainly up there, if not the biggest in terms of receiving some of these commitments. And I'm pleased about that. Council worked very hard to make sure that all the candidates were aware of what our position on various issues were.
So as far as the actual voting is concerned, Muswellbrook stayed quite firm with the Labor Party.
Swing to Labor, and of course picked up the fourth booth as well, Sandy Hollow. So a 10% margin to Labor at Denman. I mean, these are levels that George couldn't get for the Nats. So yep. Really strong results for Labor in Denman. In Muswellbrook, 15% margin in Muswellbrook South, and strong in the pre-poll as well. I think the message in Muswellbrook is that the community really wasn't at all enticed by the offering of One Nation, whereas that wasn't the case elsewhere in the electorate, particularly yep. in Singleton. And I'm proud of that. One Nation has nothing to offer Muswellbrook. This is the party that joined in to ensure the casualisation of the mining workforce. They have utterly nothing to offer this community. And one of the silver linings, I think, for me certainly personally yesterday, was to see that they got no traction at all here.
Is that something that you would see continuing for the next federal election, for instance? I dare say Joel's got some concerns.
Well, no doubt, but in Muswellbrook Shire, I don't think you need to after today. I think the message is quite clear from the community that they see One Nation as not a party that has an offering for them, and I'm pleased about that because, frankly, they don't.
Yeah. Were you happy with the way that the election was actually held from a point of view of most of the mudslinging seems to be for the leader of the party as opposed to everybody else down below?
If you're talking about the way the candidates behave, look, yep. there's a little bit of dirtiness, I think you might say, early on. But overall, I think Lazell has proved to be a fairly fair dinkum
yes.
candidate, and, yep. and I think he'll be a pretty fair dinkum state member. I met him just downstairs earlier. And, of course, Jeff is a very decent fellow. I happened to be present when the calls were made between them with the concessions, and they couldn't have spoken more genuinely of each other and
yep.
thanked each other for the way in which the campaigns were run. And I think that's important for democracy, and that friendliness and warmth is important.
Yeah, I think listeners like to hear about that because the media treats them as though that it's a prize fight, for example, but these are actually human beings.
Yeah, well, certainly between the major party candidates, yeah. there's a level of dignity and respect. I didn't see what happened with some of the minor parties and independents, but certainly the major party candidates know that there's a long game to be played out here and that the best interests of the community are best served by a dignified battle of ideas between them, and I think that did take place in the main.
Yep.
Wouldn't be doing my job if I didn't also ensure that there wasn't a bit of commitment made from the government and the opposition in terms of some money for the Muswellbrook Shire, which we achieved
yes.
On all sides. We're very pleased with the outcome in terms of the commitments having been made, the 45 mil for 2B and 3 of the hospital staging, the grade separated interchange on Cole Road, the RFS and road and other commitments are all very good commitments for this community. And where we're going to have a rinse and repeat, I guess, in 18 months, 2 years of all of this, and I'm sure the council will be gearing up its advocacy plan for that general election in this seat too.
Nature of Australian democracy. Martin Rush, as always, thank you very much for coming in to keep us up to date with what's doing around the district.
Thanks for having me.